time for this afternoon's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And Coach Jake and I were talking about it. It seemed like there were three different games packed into one. How do you start to sort of diagnose and digest the big comeback and everything that happened in this basketball game?
Well, we were kind of dead and buried. I guess it was in the 10-minute mark. We're down by 12 points, and nothing was going right. We were struggling to get shots. We were struggling to run our offense, and all of a sudden, we found our rhythm, and big plays were made by terrific guys at great moments. So, you know, you had Keyshawn's three and Luke's three in back-to-back sequences. You had Kellen get a conventional three and another three on this side of the court. You had Luka getting a couple of baskets. Carter was just doing everything. He just did everything out there. And, you know, Bates-Jones comes off the bench and buries four big free throws. Couldn't be more pleased with this victory today. What a crowd. Oh, my goodness gracious. This was terrific.
Awesome atmosphere. And looking at a couple of those other key plays or just things that were happening, Kellen Grady down the stretch rebounding. He was going after balls and making sure he could take them.
Yeah, he saw enough clips from the George Mason game to get a little bit of firecracker in his back pocket. And you can see what he wants to get a rebound. He can get a rebound. And, you know, with his size and athleticism, and I think it's a lesson that he learned from our game Wednesday night. And we had terrific lessons to learn from Wednesday night, and now we got some more lessons. And the joy of this is that we're learning lessons and we're still winning.
Well, lessons are much better when joy is involved, for sure. And Luke Frampton, a guy we know is not afraid to get on the floor, but the play out there where he gets on the floor and gets the tie-up.
Yeah, that was a critical play, and Luke is on the floor constantly. His toughness, he's got this tough-mindedness about him. That's that West Virginia background he's got, and boy, he is tough as nails. But, you know, again, the toughness is emotional toughness, too. There's the physical toughness, but he had struggled to make shots. And when you get your shot blocked, sometimes it really plays chaos with your mind, and he had no hesitation whatsoever to knock down that three and then bury the foul shots at the end.
Coach, this VCU defense is one that you probably won't face all year. It's difficult to simulate. What were you telling these young guys like Luka and Carter how to handle this moment?
Well, it was all about decisions, discipline, and details. And once we had those three things taken care of, as long as we had balance and vision with everything we did, if we saw and we were balanced, we'd be fine. Usually when they sped us up and they're so good at that, that's when we lost our balance or we lost our vision. And when you lose balance and you lose vision, that's when you make your bad decisions, and losing the balance vision and vision is a result of a lack of discipline. So your discipline breaks down, and they force that. I think they were forcing teams into 36% from the floor and maybe 25% from the three. And I watched them play Virginia, and this game was very similar to the Virginia game. I don't think they had that big of a lead against Virginia, number four in the country at that time, about a month ago. They had a five-point lead with maybe 8 minutes to go, and Virginia wound up catching them in the 3-minute mark and then wound up winning the game. But they gave Virginia everything they could handle.
Now, Coach, building upon their three-point defense, there had only been one team so far this year that made over six threes against them. You made seven here today. How do they make it so difficult?
I think they just force you into dribble penetration, and then they collapse and they really take down passing lanes to the arc. And sometimes the dribble penetration results in a bad decision. I think we had five situations tonight where we tried to get a shot up at the basket, and we wound up empty, and we had guys on the arc open. And we've really worked at jump-stopping and delivering the ball to the arc, but it they're speeding us up, destroy that from happening tonight. Give them tremendous credit. That's a terrific team. They're an NCAA tournament team. There is no doubt in my mind that's an NCAA tournament team.
Now, we talked about the big runs. They had the big one early in the second half. The Wildcats finished on an 18-4 run. What were the keys within that run?
Well, I think different guys stepping up, and I think the ball movement. We made them defend ball movement. Prior to that, we were dribble, dribble, dribble. The dribble is like a gun. When you use the gun wisely, you eat. When you use the gun foolishly, you die. And it's very clear that that's what happened tonight.
And finally, Coach, this game in terms of all the games in the A-10 that you have played, VCU definitely a rival in this conference for you. So how pleasing is this win today?
Well, we've had some great matchups with them over the years. Twice we've had them in the tournament. We've had great games over at their arena, which is one of the most incredible atmosphere you're going to see in a college environment. And I'm glad that we had such a great atmosphere here for national TV and for our conference. So it was a great day for our conference.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. As always, congratulations on a big win here today.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Jake.